Thank you, Jania, for such lovely reading. That's the word of God.
Am I loud and clear? Thank you. But before I deliver my sermon to you this morning, let's pray together, please. Lord and Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves this morning as we come before your throne of grace. You are our God. You are our Father. There's nothing that we can do without the strength and the blessings that come from you, Father. We are kindly asking you right now to let the Holy Spirit open our hearts. Prepare us to hear your word. Speak to us. Speak to our inner minds, Lord, this morning. We want to hear from you as we grow in your word. Father, thank you for who you are. You are King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. Lovely. I thought this morning I want to call my theme for change. Amen. You must be prepared for change. There are other things in life that you cannot control. If it's coming, it's coming. Tomorrow morning, the sun will rise at 6 o'clock. You can't change it. Yes? Tomorrow morning is going to be windy. You can't change it. Change is coming. So it is going to be as it is. In life, many people start with big ambitions, but they end up with small things. Okay? Some of us, we fail because we fail to follow instructions of simple things. When you start with big ambitions, end up with big ambitions. Don't settle for small things. I said earlier on that what you're asking for hasn't happened. It doesn't mean to say it has stopped. God is working 24/7. It's work in progress. So aim for big things. Don't be content with small things. You are a person of big things. Amen. This reminds me of a story I heard. Someone told me a story about a fox. They say a fox was hungry and it saw a chicken. So it was chasing a chicken. After they chased the chicken for 1 mile, it saw a rabbit. So it left the chicken. It went for the rabbit. After another mile, it saw a rat and left the rabbit and went for the rat. So it was chasing the rat. The fox was now getting tired. The rat now also was getting tired, but it had one idea hidden in its sleeve. The rat hole. So it went into the rat hole. So the fox remained guarding the rat hole. Remember, the fox is hungry, is now tired, and the last piece of meal in its sight has gone inside, and the fox cannot go in the wall. So it remained waiting at the wall. Remember, it started with a chicken, a rabbit, a rat now, but it's empty-handed. So it started with a big thing. Now, it has got nothing. That is a small thing. Our God is a God who wants us to have big things. That's work in progress. God wants to take you to greater heights, not smaller heights. God is not of smaller heights. That's why he lives in heaven. So he also wants to take you to that level. Amen. So don't settle for small things, my brother, my sister. No. You are destined for higher heights. So remain confident, aiming for greater heights. As we read this morning about Abraham, who later is changed to Abraham, we now know and have a bit inside of what is happening here. We have seen the story of this gentleman, those who have been following the story. To start with, he was promised by God for greater things to come. This whole drama started in chapter 12 when God removed Abraham. Now I can use the new name. I'm no longer going to say Abraham. Abraham with the H in it. Leave your people. We heard that story. When he told him, he said, I will make you a greater nation. I want to make a covenant with you. And Abraham moved. In Genesis 13, the promise is made to Abraham of big things. Again, this is God. So, God is God of bigger things, not small things. In Genesis 15, he had a vision. Yet again, God is speaking to him. Listen to what God says. He has promised him all those things, bigger things. Now, maybe God had seen fear in Abraham. He said, according to the NIV, I will be your shield. But the New Living Translation says, I will protect you. So this morning, if you have heard all those other big things, big ideas in your mind, maybe you're worried about nothing to protect yourself. God is speaking to you this morning, said, I will protect you. Don't fear. This is God speaking. That's not Gilson. Yes, it is the Bible, but it's God's word. God is speaking to Abraham that, don't fear. I am your shield. So there's protection there, brothers and sisters. God is there to protect us. I will protect you. These are the promises of God to Abraham. These are the promises of God to you as well this morning. God is there to protect you. But some people have got a tendency of saying, well, because God is there. If you see a lion coming, surely can you remain standing? Even if God is protecting you. No, use your legs. God gave you legs. You've got to run. Yes, God is protecting you. He has given you legs and has given you ideas that if you see something which is not proper, take off your feet. God has given you the idea to run away. So, use your legs. Now, in this story of this gentleman, some of you who don't come to the Bible study, I will encourage you to come because that is the only time that you can challenge what your preacher will have said. But anyway, I'm adamant. I will still remain saying, Abraham made a mistake for having a son with Hagar. I remember with a discussion in the Bible, Bible study on Wednesday about that son of Abraham. I am still adamant. I'm not being judgmental, but he made a mistake. He learned from his mistakes because this was not God's channel, what he had done. But anyway, that's not what I'm preaching about today. I am preaching about change. Change is coming. There's good and bad things when change is coming. There will be tears as well when change is coming. Some will be joyful, but some will be crying. Listen to this. For 13 years, Abraham hadn't heard from God. 13 years. Now, maybe he was in the wonderland as well, thinking, is this God real? All he told me. All along, I've been communicating with him. But now, for 13 years, I haven't heard about him. Where is he? And by now, this guy is now 99 years old. I want to remind you, God doesn't work with age. God doesn't work with time. He is the creator. He is our God. So don't worry that you might be 70, 90, or 100 now. God doesn't look at that. He looks at you as a human being created in his own image. Amen. God doesn't look at age. So, here comes that encounter. The last thing Abraham heard was Hagar saying, well, I met an angel of God. He said this, and I named him Elroy, meaning God who sees. Yes? But Abraham all along, he has known God as Yahweh, Almighty God. Yeah? But imagine this meeting with God. They say God is like a dazzling light. If he's shining at you, you cannot look at God. And the Bible says you cannot look at God and live. You will die. Maybe that's why Abraham went knees down to worship God. Because that light was dazzling. He couldn't look at that. And also he had an opportunity to worship his God at this time. Now God, the Bible says, he introduces himself. He is revealing himself to Abraham for the first time with this name, El Shaddai. According to the English translation, it's God Almighty. But Abraham is hearing this time for the first time. God's name is El Shaddai. As this name has been revealed to Abraham for the first time, it is also the first revelation to you. It's being revealed to you for the first time. I understand you could have heard this message before, but today I want you to know that God is revealing himself for the first time as El Shaddai. If you have been wondering all these years, where is God when all this is happening? Where is God when such and such, so and so have died? He is our God. We don't need to ask what he is doing. And God says to Abraham, Abraham is saying, I am 99 years old now. I don't think I'm going to have any children. He is making himself insufficient. But God is saying, I am your sufficiency. That's our God. So if you place everything in the hands of God, where is your worry? God will do what is good for you. In the book of Luke, you remember when we were doing lessons about prayer. God knows what's best for you. So he is God who is sufficient. Don't limit God. But also, we have got a lesson to learn from all what Abraham was doing. It was a learning process. He learned from his mistakes. He learned that he has got to rely on God. All along, he had listened to his wife. He has gone his own way. You remember the story of Lot as well. But now, he has seen his mistakes. He's now going to rely on God. His faith is growing. His faith is now centering on God. That's why there's so much reference in the Bible about Abraham's faith. He is the father of faith. The Bible says he is God's friend. Because of the mistakes that he has been learning, now change is coming. He has got to accept it. God is saying you have tried all other means and it didn't work because you were doing it on your own. Now, El Shaddai is going to work with you in your life. Are you ready for God to take over? You have failed. Now God wants to take over. Abraham had this new encounter with God. God is speaking to you this morning and said, this is a new encounter. You have never met me before. You have never heard me talking to you say, this is my name. But this morning, I'm revealing myself to you. This is a new encounter. I mentioned earlier on Abraham's mistake about Ishmael. Forgive me, I'll keep to that statement. It was a mistake. That son was born. When that son came, there was no happiness in the family. They were always fighting. On the other hand, God remained silent. You see how God works. When you go your own way, he lets you go. You remain silent. When it doesn't work there, you come back again and knock at his door. And he's a God who is gracious. He will answer your prayer. Amen. Though you have gone your way and come back, you have seen the light. Let that little light shine in the dark corners. Once you have seen the light and you've come back to God, he will open the door for you. And when God opens the door, no one can close it. And if God closes the door, no one can open it. So if you have seen the light and come back to God, you will say, now I can lead you, my son. Though I have been silent. God, yes, could have been silent for 13 years. But he had his plans. He had revealed that to Abraham earlier on. But Abraham decided to take his own way. And he made all those mistakes. I am El Shaddai, the God Almighty. God is saying, I am sufficient for you. Don't go for any other gods or any other things. God wants you to prosper. He's a God of prosperity. He's a God of families. He's a God of jobs as well. He's a God of prosperity. So how can he speak of things that he cannot do in your life if you put everything in his hands? If that doesn't happen, we will say scripture lies, isn't it? But what's in the scripture is got to come true. If God says there's prosperity, he means for his children. Blessings come for God's children, not any other people. So, he is God who wants to bless his children. You are one of them. I'm one of them as well. Lesson number two that we learn, my brothers and sisters. We live in a society that wants the best of everything. I remember when I was in New Haven the other time, I can't remember what I did. And one of the church members said, Gilson, don't forget we are British. Our standard is going to be, I said, okay, I'm learning. So, We are living in a society where we need the best. You know, maintain those standards. I like British standards. The food must be, the time must be time, not Zimbabwean time. British time is British time. 10 o'clock, you've got to be there 10 o'clock. So this is the society where we live in. We need good things. But good things are for the children of God. Amen. Good things are for the children of God. Because he's a God of prosperity. He is a God who blesses. But he doesn't bless the children who don't listen to him. Abraham learned the hard way by his mistakes. When he now returned to God, he was a shining light. Others were seeing light because of Abraham. We now reference to him as the father of faith. Blessings are for children of God. But there is a hidden catch. God says, walk before me and be blameless. Amen. Walk before me and be blameless. I am El Shaddai. No wonder Abraham knelt down because he couldn't face the light that was coming from Shekinah glory of God. He knelt on his knees. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. James 2 verse 20. Faith without works is dead. My brothers and sisters, if you want God to bless you in your life, you've got to toe the line. Walk with me, before me, and be blameless. That's the word of God. Simple and straightforward. Walk before me and be blameless. This is what God is saying. God wanted sincerity in Abraham, honest person, holiness, and integrity. Even though it was for Abraham that time, God is asking the same things today to you. I was speaking to one of my friends some other time. He said, Gilson, you know, I was only few years in the United Kingdom. He said, Gilson, if you want to annoy people in England, be late for work and tell lies. Those two things, you'll be an enemy of people in this country. So I learned my lesson. This is exactly what God was saying to Abraham. Be honest. Don't tell lies. You should be a person of integrity. This is what God is all asking from you. If you don't toe the line, if you're not an honest person, you're not towing the line. You don't please God. If you tell lies, God is not happy. The list is endless. God doesn't like gossipers as well. It's not only lies and not being honest. God doesn't like gossipers. He likes honest people. He likes your holiness. You must be holy. Walk before me and be blameless. The list goes up to number 7. God is giving his divine number here of the promises that he had with Abraham. If you don't mind, can you go with me back to your Bibles? Chapter 17. Let's go to verse 2. I will confirm my covenant between me and you. That's the first one. It's 7 of them. The second thing, I will greatly increase your numbers. The third one is on verse 6. I will make you very fruitful. The next one, I will make nations of you and kings will come from you. Verse 7, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and descend in your descendants after you for the generations to come. And he says again, I will establish my covenant with you and your seed. Your seed. Number 8. I will give your descendants the land of Canaan. Number 7. Verse 8 again. I will be their God. I will be their God. I want to start on number 7. I will establish my covenant with your seed. If you go to Galatians 3 verse 16, that is the promise of God. Where the writer of Galatians write about a seed, not seeds. This seed is referring to Jesus Christ. who came to save us. That is why God is saying, I'm establishing a covenant, everlasting covenant with you. Jesus is that promise that God is telling Abraham. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, if you want to have that promise that God is promising Abraham in your life, you have got to toe the line for you to receive that promise of God. If we are united in Christ, we will see the promise of God. That Canaan God is talking about here is the New Jerusalem. Don't think of the Canaan in the Middle East. The Canaan that God is talking about is everlasting. That will be the New Jerusalem. When we go to Revelation, we will find all about the New Jerusalem. Please, remember, all these things can be achieved only if we are blameless and towing the line of God. So, for such is for the children of God. Lesson number 3 that we learned this morning in our period of change. Change is coming. You know, as people, we tend to forget that our God is persistent. God doesn't change, but human beings do. Our Father's intention is for us to have big things, not small things. So remember to walk blameless before your God. Yes, you might be content with what you have. Say, well, I think I've achieved enough. No, God hasn't finished with you. God hasn't finished you with you. You might think this is my best job. I don't think I need anything else. I think I will retire on this job. God hasn't finished with you. He has got better things for you. Maybe your children have been misbehaving at school and you always receive those nasty letters from the authorities. God has said, I haven't finished with you. These children will be good children one day. It's work in progress. You have been losing jobs every now and then. But God is saying, I'm El Shaddai. Those are things of the past. I'm going to provide you with a job which is good for you. Those were small things. Now you should aim for bigger things because He is God the provider. He's going to provide the job that you have been waiting for in your life. God is persistent. God is the provider. God is the protector. He is going to protect us. Yes, we could have been going through all these rough things in our lives, but now change is coming. Are you ready for change? In one church where I used to go, the minister announced that, well, he wanted one of the pews at the back to be removed to accommodate the new equipment that was coming to the church. You know what? People cracked their heads just removing one pew at the back to fit the equipment. Others were saying, we've been in this church for so many years, this cannot happen. And then the new people said, no, look here, technology is changing. We want to put new equipment here. And those who were in the church for many years, they said, no, we can't remove that pew. It takes away the integrity of the church. Pew. Just a pew at the back. Surely, the children of God, can you be at loggerheads because of pew? Well, I was not involved in that argument, but I heard it. So I didn't want to get involved myself. But what I'm saying is, change for some is difficult for them to comprehend. Change for others is time for joy, but to others is time for tears. This one for Abraham was a good change because it stopped all the tears, all crying about Hagar and Ishmael. Abraham is now stopped because God has changed things for him. He is now called Abraham. In that, God has breathed in Abraham. According to the Hebrews, the letter H, you cannot say H without breathing out. So God breathed into Abraham. Abraham. Even into Sarah as well, when Sarah. So God has breathed His life in them. There's change there. That's why these changes names were changed. God wants you to change as well today. Are you ready for change? If you are not ready, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The breath of God wants to come in you. The breath of God will bring change in you. You have struggled for a long time. He had had no answers for a long time. It was work in progress. God wasn't silent. He wasn't absent. He was in there with you. He observed everything that was going on in your life. That's why today he wants to bring change. He's saying, I'm El Shaddai. I am God who provides. I am sufficient for you. You need the breath of God. And you should say, I can do all things because of him who gives me strength. Philippians 4 verse 13. To conclude, the change that God is talking about, he wants you to toe the line. He doesn't want you to go off track because he's got bigger things for you. But if you go off track, he won't change your name as he did to Abraham. Abraham towed the line and pleased God, and God blessed him. Today also God is saying, don't worry about your age. Don't worry about your failures that you've had in life. Today is the day to change all those things that have been working for your life, in your life. Therefore, remember to be blameless before God. Are you ready for a fresh encounter with God today? This is the day that the Lord has created for that purpose. So it's time for change. As we take communion, ask yourself, are you ready for change? God is the one who is persistent and is the one who initiates relationships. Right now, he's going to initiate that path to relationship again. Jesus is our bridge. We've made mistakes in the past, but God is saying, I sent my son to you because I loved you. Come and join me as we share at this table. Let's pray together, please.